This is what has been going through my mind this week. Searching for a role model. I'm looking around me at other people, searching for a role model. And what criteria do I use when I'm searching for a role model? A role model is a person looked to by others as an example to be imitated. And you would think in the world it would be only for good, but you know that is the same way for evil as it is for good to some people. But I'm looking for a role model for good. So what verse would I start with? Psalms 37 and 37. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. So do I say my criteria for a role model for me? I'm looking for somebody that's perfect. Do you know a perfect man or woman? You know, probably in everybody that we look at, we can find a flaw. And so, if I see something that's not perfect in a person that has many good qualities about them, what do? Do I discard that example, the whole example, because I see a flaw? There is an old saying, and maybe you've heard it before, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Now, where did that come from? I had to Google it to see myself. And now some of you old folks, I don't know if you, it was probably past your time then. Long ago, the bathing practices were a big old wash tub out in the middle of the floor. And it wasn't every night that they got to take a bath. So they said what this practice was the bathing would be get one tub warm and they bathe from the oldest person to the youngest, which the father's usually the oldest, so he gets to go first. I'm not sure just how that came about. But they said how this saying, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, is because by the time it came time, all those children, you know, what would we say, 13 children, that water's going to be kind of dirty time it gets down to the baby. They said you could lose the baby in the dirty bathwater. So what does that have to do with me looking for a role model? One thing it has me do is as it's looked at that, I am so thankful. You ever come to Wednesday night prayer meeting and say, I can't think of anything to be thankful for. Well, next time you think about that tub and a lot of children and family going through there for one tub, thank the Lord that we have running water. We can take us a good hot shower every night if we want to, but that's not my message. Here's what it means. Don't discard something valuable while I'm trying to get rid of something undesirable. I see something valuable here, but I see something also that's not desirable. And here's an example that I thought about. If I came to you this morning and said, I found out that I've got bed bugs at my house. They're terrible. I'm going to get rid of them, though. Next Sunday morning, I will be rid of my bed bugs. I come next Sunday morning, you say, did it work? I say, it sure did. I burned my house down. I do not have bed bugs anymore, nor do I have a house anymore. But you know what? We can go through life that way, looking at people's example. I see a lot of good qualities in this person, but I also see the flaw. And you know, sometimes the devil would like for us to focus on the flaw that we see somebody have in their life. Now, this is not to be lowering the standard of what God wants for every one of us, but I'm looking for good qualities that I want to put into my life, and I'm watching other people's example for that. If I'm not careful, I will say, you know what? I saw them be sharp with their tongue yesterday. And I know they have so many good qualities, but I'm not going to take any of those. What if we applied that to the life of David? He had a failure in his life. He had a serious flaw. What if I would take, you know what? I'm not going to accept anything that David has to say because of the flaw that he had. How much would we throw out of the Bible? A whole bunch of Psalms would be gone. I was looking at this. You know, David was a role model. I wonder, after he had that round with Goliath, how many boys went out and bought them a sling and started practicing. I saw somebody yesterday, I took the girls to the park yesterday evening, and I saw a dad out in the park throwing the football with his boys. Now, what caused them to get to thinking about throwing the football? There's some football games going on, and it's got that boy thinking about, you know, I could be just like that star football player right there. Come on, Dad, would you go out there and throw the ball with me some? That's just one little example, but so many. I think about David with what he had with Saul. You remember with Saul, he had David, it says he behaved himself wisely in all of his ways. When he was with Saul, after he knew how to handle himself with Saul, he behaved himself wisely, and it said the Lord was with him. While this is happening, this is when Saul is becoming more and more jealous of David and his popularity, to the point that he throws a javelin at David. You know, Saul, if we looked at it, we would be able to search his life for being a role model. We could look all through the Bible at different people. We could take a look at Jonah. We could say, is there anything about Jonah that I would pick up on to be a good role model? There's some things that we would have to say, don't do as I did. You just have to do as I say. Well, we go with David's record as a role model. His encounter with Bathsheba put a serious flaw on him being qualified to be a good role model. It was to the point that Nathan the prophet came to him and said, because of this deed that you have given great occasion for the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. In other words, those people looking on and see what has been done here is going to say, so that's what a good role model does in his life. It's going to cause a serious flaw. But I want to tell you what I like about that. I am so glad for the chapter that I get to read where David came back and he repented again. What if there is no opportunity for a person to become a good role model if they've ever messed up? Instead, David comes back again and he repents of that, and he ends up being a good role model for us to follow. Sometimes we have to look at a life and we say, we're going to model the good, and I'm going to learn from the bad. Because here's something for us to always remember as I am looking at others, choosing what I want to put in my life, using as a good role model of the other people around me. I've got to remember something. Somebody is looking at my life. Somebody is looking at the things, how I live my life, the good qualities and the bad. And you know what it needs to do is it needs to cause me to say, Lord, help me to have a carefulness in my life, because there are other people that's looking on my life, and I don't want it to be a hindrance to others. Hebrews 11, the 11th chapter of Hebrews, is filled with role models. One of them that I look at was Abraham. By faith, Abraham went out. All he heard from God was, I want you to leave this country. And he led him to another country. And Abraham was so willing to follow. You know, I look at the examples that Abraham has left us. When God told him to sacrifice his son, and he recognized God's voice to the point that he was willing to do whatever God wanted him to do, Abraham is a good role model for me. But you know what? Abraham had some flaws in his life. I don't throw out all the good that I can receive from Abraham because of those flaws. Abraham, to me, had a serious flaw, and I have recently read about him and said, you know what? I would not want that in my life, nor would I recommend it to anyone else. And that was when he told a half-truth. He didn't lie. When he told a half-truth that Sarah was his sister, to save himself from what he thought would be death. Sarah was a beautiful woman. He's going through a strange country. He says, Sarah, I know what's going to happen. They're going to see you. The king is going to see you, and they're going to kill me, so you will be their wife. So he says, I got a plan. You tell them that you are my sister. She was a half-sister. But what it was also was a half-truth. She was also Abraham's wife. And twice he did that, to the point that they took her away and he allowed her to be taken away. That's a serious character flaw. Do I throw away everything that Abraham has for me to learn by because of a flaw that was in his life? I can profit today by people all around me if I will take a look at it and say, you know what, I see a lot of good qualities about this person. I would like to incorporate those in my life. I see this area that's a flaw. I'm going to profit by that and make changes in my own life so that I don't have that as an example to others. I think about this song. We are sowing every moment seeds that yield much good or bad. And each one is surely growing. It's cheering souls or making sad. Let me remember, as I'm looking at other people, not with a critical eye, but to be able to see, Lord, this is a good quality that I want to incorporate in my life. And also remember, there's some folks coming along behind me that are watching mine. I want to look for a little bit, a few minutes, at a role model opportunity that was given in the scriptures. It was Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived. You know, he had an opportunity and he was a perfect role model for a while. You know, he had a father figure opportunity to be able to pass down to his son. I don't ever think about that. A lot of times when I'm thinking about Solomon, I just think about his life by itself. But you know, he had family watching him in the things that he did. Rehoboam. Rehoboam was 1 year old when Solomon became king. There were lots of opportunities for teaching moments for Solomon to give to Rehoboam. You know, Solomon wrote several thousand proverbs, little bits of instruction for people to profit their life by. And many of those, if we look at them, there are several of them at the beginning of Proverbs that he's talking directly to his son. Son, I want to give you some instruction. Some of those, I'd like to take a look at them. It was good instruction to give. In Proverbs 1 and 10, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. That's some real good instruction for him to pass down to Rehoboam. If you have some sinners that are enticing you to go the wrong way, don't consent. It says in Proverbs 2 and 1, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear to wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver, search for her as hidden treasures, look at all these, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. What instruction Solomon was able to give to Rehoboam. You know, Rehoboam was old enough that he was able to watch Solomon's desire to walk with God, his devotion to God as he built the temple, and as he dedicated the temple. Rehoboam was a child growing up, watching all those things. Rehoboam would have been watching where Queen of Sheba came to pay a visit. She watched how Solomon took care of his business. There was something that she said, the half has not yet been told. Rehoboam was a child being able to watch those things happen. There was something else that she said to Solomon. Solomon, I see that your servants are so happy to serve you. Happy are thy servants. But you know what? Some time passed for Solomon. Solomon, for a period of time, was a great role model. That role model was flawed. I wonder how old Rehoboam was when the queen of Sheba came and was saying, "How happy are thy servants?" Because something happened, and I'd like for us to take a look at it. Because we're looking for role models today to follow. In 1 Kings, the 12th chapter, Solomon is dead now. And the people are coming to Rehoboam. And they're saying, "You know what, Rehoboam? We are willing to follow you." Look at this in the third verse, 1 Kings, the 12th chapter, and the third verse. It says, "They sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came, spake to Rehoboam, saying, Thy father made our yoke grievous." Wait a minute. Solomon was the one that when Queen of Sheba was watching, that she said, "I see that your servants are so happy. But some time has passed by now. He's no longer that role model that he could have been." In fact, to the point that they're now asking Rehoboam, "If you will make it lighter, we will serve thee." You remember he came back with a message. He went to the old men and they said, "I'll tell you what, if you will do what they're asking, you make their load lighter, they will all serve you." Said he forsook the counsel of the old men and he went to the young men, his friends. And they said, "I tell you what, you let them know you think you've had trouble in the past. You wait. I'm going to make your burden so much heavier." And they all went away. 10 of the tribes, he lost them. I think about this. A role model that the Solomon had to be able to pass down to others. And what a cost it was to Rehoboam because he didn't have that role model to follow. And yet, you think about it, there's others going to be following Rehoboam. There's a song that says, "Oh, may all who come behind us, me, find me faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe. And the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful." Because you know what? I can go through life looking at other people's lives, looking for flaws that I will not follow. This one tells me, turn the searchlight in. Oh, may those who come behind me find me faithful. There's another verse to that song. It says, "After all our hopes and dreams are come and gone, and our children sift through all we have left behind." You know what? I thought about that this week as I went to the funeral of Brother Vernon. And I saw them park his nice Corvette right behind the funeral car. You know, that just made an impact on my mind. After all of our hopes and dreams are come and gone, and our children sift through all we have left behind. More than just my temporal things that I left behind, but the instructions that I left by the life that I've lived. It says, "May the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must find. Oh, may all who come behind me find me faithful." Because it just made me realize, you know, I can have such a focus through life that temporal things are valuable to me. But it made me realize, you know what? All of us leave out of here with nothing. Job said, "I came into this world with nothing. I will leave here with nothing." May we all realize that. May I be able to temper my life, the value that I place on temporal things, by realizing one day I'm going to leave that. There are some things that I will not be gone. It'll be the memories that are left and the value that it is or the reproach that it is to others. And I say, Lord, help me. There is, what kind of a story is my life writing today for my children to follow? I appreciate the testimonies of Damon that he gives us in Sunday school. Because you know what? I think of the song that says, "He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. And that's not just a children's song. That's really for all of us. And I am so thankful that he's willing. What if he said, I will not work on you. I will save you, and I will meet you one day at the judgment to see what you did with it. I am so thankful he does not do that. But instead, his spirit will go along with us. What does it say? You'll hear a word behind you saying, here's the right way. This is the way to go. When you would go to the left or to the right. And he lets us know, here's the right way. I am very thankful for that. There's a song that we sing, as pilgrims and strangers, we journey through life. Through sunshine and shadow, through calm and through strife. Each day, we're scattering seeds as we go. Someday, it's going to be harvest. We're going to reap what we sow. Joseph was a role model. How he went through the trials he faced, I look at it and I read it today and say, you know what, I'd like to be able to have those qualities in my life. When adversity comes, when people does me wrong, and I'm able to just commit it to God without a bad attitude. But you know, there's something that seems, when I've read those stories in the past, his story in the past, it just kind of ended for me when he forgave his brothers. And he said, it was God that put me here and not you. You know, his life continued on. He had some sons himself. And I think what a role model for him to pass down his experiences to them. When they would tell him about somebody doing them wrong, and he would be able to give them some lessons about forgiveness and turning it loose. Joseph has been a good role model for me to look at. But there is the ultimate role model for us. And when I look at Jesus in Philippians, the second chapter, he gave us a roll of record to follow. 2 and 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The role that I would like to follow of his was when he's finishing out his life, he is about to die, and what does he have to say that the people would be able to hear? He speaks to his father, and he says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. What a role model for me to follow. And I want to tell you something. Last Sunday, there was a funeral service out in Arizona for a man named Charlie Kirk. I'd never heard of him before. But I saw this little clip in the news the next day that said his wife has stunned the world with a 3-word message to the assassin. What's it say? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, because we are also a role model. There were many 3-word things that she could have said to the person that killed her husband. She said, I forgive you. And they said it stunned the world that that's possible. A role model. I don't know anything about her, but that one thing stood out to me. She said, you know what? I do it because that's what Jesus did when he hung on the cross. That was powerful because she was still at the place where she's looking at his body and we'll be putting him away. And someone asked her, said, the death penalty, you think he ought to get it? She said, that is for someone else to decide. She said, I want to go to heaven and see Charlie. And I do not want to hear Jesus say, so you did, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You know, just that morning, last Sunday morning, was when we were talking about the subject of avenge not yourselves, neither give place to wrath. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. She said, I don't want to meet God and him say, so you chose the route of a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye. She said, I will leave that for someone else. Her part was, I forgive. Folks, I want to tell you what a role model that is. Oh, she may have other things in her life that I would say I wouldn't pattern that after. But I think it's going to be very valuable for us to look for good qualities in people that I want to incorporate in my life. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. We sing this song, and I'd like for us to close with it. It's number 151. What does it say? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Number 151 is a desire. It says, more like Christ in the first verse, my heart is praying. More like Christ from day to day. All of his graces rich displaying while I tread my pilgrim way. Here's what my desire is. I want to be more like Christ. More like Christ every day. More like Christ, my heart doth say. Yes, more like Christ every day. You know, we don't do it to be a role model. We do it to please the Lord. But may those things that I realize in my life are flaws, may I realize there's people coming along behind me. I want to be able to have an example for others to follow. And I want to be able to look at examples that are left to me. Because I really believe the devil would like for us to focus on a flaw that we see in a person and fail to see all of the good that I can profit by. May the Lord help us each one. May I be able to find in others a good role model. May I also be one myself. I desire your prayers.